I'm Haley.
And I'm Brandy. Thank you guys for being with us this week.
Yeah, so before we dive into this week's episode, we just want to say a massive thank you for all of the support we got on our first full episode last week. We were
Yes.
very overwhelmed and humbled by the amount of support that we got, so we're super thankful.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening in. This is a big learning curve for us, but we're having fun doing it, so we're super appreciative that you guys take time out of your day to really listen to us ramble about whatever's on our mind. So it
Now,
means a lot to
we had
us.
some major audio issues last week that we have now worked through. As Brandy said, learning curve.
Yeah, but we're having fun doing it. So thanks for being along for the ride. We are very appreciative of you.
Yeah. So, okay, I do want to ask you though, on our analytics of our listeners, 7% of our listeners in the first episode are from the UK.
Woohoo!
Does that make me British now?
I think we'd have to ask our listeners,
Listen,
I mean, you did say that London was your bucket list, so
London's my top bucket list, and 7% of our listeners are in the
we
UK.
could
I mean,
do
what
like
are the
a
odds?
pour it out takes on
Takes on London.
London, yeah.
You say the word, I'm there. I will do it with high tea. We'll pour it out with some high tea. Nothing would make me happier.
Yeah.
But
Hey, I'm down.
no, in all seriousness, thank you guys. Well, what are we pouring it out with tonight?
This week I'm being very uneventful and pouring it out with some unsweet tea. Even though I am Southern and I do like sweet tea, this week I just opted to go with the unsweet tea.
Yeah.
Trying to work on my sugar
You've been
intake.
into the unsweet lately.
Yes, what about you?
I've been trying really hard not to drink during the week, but I am really about to throw myself on the sword for this episode.
You are, yeah.
So I've got a margarita and I'm not mad about
A
it.
good one at
A good
that.
one. Yeah, we did Taco Tuesday before we recorded tonight. We typically record on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So we did a
And what is
little,
Taco Tuesday without a marg,
I mean, not much. We said last week in our opening episode that we are at very different phases of our life. Brandy has been married for quite a while now, going on 10 years, and has a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
And I am single, and we just turned 32 back in mid-July.
Yep.
If you caught it last week, our birthdays are a day apart. So we just turned 32. And so I'm going to talk a little bit this episode on what it is like to be in your early 30s and single, especially in a small southern town like Tallahassee. And we are going to go over some of the dating profiles and what it's like at our age to be on the apps and a
That will
little bit
really
of.
explain why it is so hard to find somebody.
Which, I will say, in
Yes.
big cities, I think it maybe is easier. If you're in a big city and you're listening and it's not, let us know. I would love the feedback. But just from my perspective, what it's like to have grown up in this town, because you also too, we know a lot of
You know a lot of
people. You know a lot of
people,
people,
yeah.
or you know somebody that knows somebody.
Yes.
So I think between that, and being on the apps, this may give y'all some insight as to what it's like.
Yeah. And we kind of wanted to kick off the episode before we dove into the fun profiles that Haley has found for us to go over.
I can't make it up, guys.
No, she can't make it up. She will tell me some things and I'll be like, that cannot
She's like, that's not
possibly be a
real.
real
Like,
profile.
oh, but it is. And let me enlighten all of
Yes.
you.
Yeah. We want this to be like a fun and light episode, but we also want to hit on some of the realities of being single late, in your 30s and kind of what that looks like and what some of those like frustrations are, and not necessarily from being single, but from like that place that people think you're at and how frustrating that can be, and that people kind of identify you as that when you really are so much more. So we're going to kind of dive into that a little bit. And then I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about being, you know, I have been married for almost a decade and been together even longer than that. So kind of the perspective too of what, if you're listening to this and you are married or you have an established relationship and you have a single friend, like kind of what you can do and what words of encouragement and what things that you should be asking and what things that you should be focusing on instead of some of the things that you should not. And that are hurtful for that stage of life or can be, you know, a little triggering.
So. Yeah. I also think that this can be a really good episode and applicable for, I mean, quite honestly, we're at a point where we know more people getting divorced right now than anything. So like, even if you, like, I've never been married, but this episode can also be for people that are finding themselves newly single and kind of putting themselves out into that dating pool. And like, I really don't want this episode to come across as like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Like if you're single or you're newly single and you want to get back out there, I fully support that. There are a lot of great people in Tallahassee and the surrounding areas. And I do think that you can cast your net pretty wide. So to some extent, this episode is a little bit of a joking matter. But we, you know, we want to be pretty lighthearted about it, but there are also some serious things that we want to touch on. So, and I also think something that I really want to hone in on is perception and like how to be sensitive around your single friends, whether they've never been married or whether they're newly single. Because I think perception is a lot of it too. And like, just be careful. Just, I mean, really with anybody in general, like we're very big on having a level of grace for people because you just truly never know what somebody is going through. But I mean, it's more so just to like, hey, before you go say something to somebody, just take a pause, just a quick pause and think about how it's going to come out. Or like, hey, if I say this, like, is that going to be perceived differently than I want it to?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So what do you got for me?
So I have, when I started thinking about this, I started thinking just how many times that we are together and we get asked about our life. And one of my first questions that I'm asked is either how's your baby or how's your husband or whatever that may be. And one of your top questions is like, are you dating anyone?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I started to think about this question because I was like, you know, it's almost like that is what the sole focus is on your happiness. And that is just simply not true. Like chances are most single people that you run into, they are happy. Like they're probably sleeping well, sleeping way better than I am with a 1 year old, you know, eating well and have a very strong, like, self-assurance, self-confidence, are working on building a life that they love, you know? And so instead of focusing on like, are you dating anyone? What's going on? Like focus on other things. You could focus on, you know, you could be encouraging and ask about what workout they've been doing, what businesses they've started, the last book that they just read, what their goals are, the last like purchase that they made that they love. I mean, there's a million things that you could talk about and ask because they have probably spent this time learning a lot about themselves and about life. So they probably have a lot of knowledge that you don't have, a lot of insight that you don't have. And so don't miss out on their stories and their life that they're building.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate that. Yeah. You know, one of the things that really hits me is we love Southern culture and like everything that that entails, everything it means. We really embrace Southern culture, Southern hospitality. But it is part of Southern culture that it's like ingrained in you just as a society that like, you need to get married young, you need to have kids young. And like, for those of us that haven't done that, like now being 32 and like not being married and not having kids, it's, there's kind of this pressure on you that's like, okay, perception. One of the perceptions, mm-hmm. the way that it comes across, when that's the first thing somebody asks you, it almost makes you feel like there's something wrong with you because mm-hmm. I haven't done that. Like, if I haven't seen you in 5 years and you come up to me at the grocery store, your first question to me doesn't need to be, well, are you dating somebody? Yeah, or why aren't you married? Identity. Like, that's my soul yeah. identity.
Yeah.
And it's not. Like, mm-hmm. something that I really focused on in my, like, I would say mid to late 20s and, like, especially early 30s was, it was really important to me to prove to myself that I could stand on my own two feet.
For sure.
Like, yeah. I, 2 years ago, built a house by myself. I am financially supportive of myself. Like, I, it was very important to me to prove to myself that I could do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's very frustrating to feel like I have accomplished all of that on my own. And then the first question somebody asks me be, well, why aren't you dating somebody?
It's like the biggest thing that they think you're lacking.
Yes.
When, like, you've accomplished so many other things correct. That nobody thinks to ask you.
Yeah. And so I really think that maybe that that's something. And again, it goes back to Southern culture, but I think that, and nobody means anything by it. Like, they, oh, for sure. you know, yeah. I mean, it, you know, it's like these little old ladies that, like, our mm-hmm. moms are friends with, or, you know, yeah. our grandparents' friends or whatever that you run into. And, like,
right.
they really don't mean anything by it. But yes, to your point, I wish that people were more focused on you as a person
mm-hmm.
and not by who or what they think defines you.
Yeah. And what you're actually doing versus what they think that you should be doing in that phase of life. Because also too, as our world changes, like, the truth is people are settling down later in life. They mm-hmm. are having kids later in life. They are like changing the narrative
yeah.
of you just settle down and have kids, even in the South. And so I think it's important that our questions kind of catch up to that change that's happening, you know, and acknowledging that people live lives and accomplish great things other than just settling down per se.
Yes. And that being in a relationship should not define you, and it's not your identity. And you, don't get me wrong, being in a relationship or companionship is extremely important, but your own self-worth is so much more important than that. And mm-hmm. don't allow yourself to be defined by one individual.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That is something that's very important to me and that I really want our listeners to hear
mm-hmm.
is that you, like, really focus on your own self-worth.
Yep. Yeah. That's important. And I feel like you have learned that a lot, like, in the last couple of years, like, really focusing and taking the time to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think the other thing that I get really caught up in, and it really rubs me the wrong way, is this social media culture that we live in. I was very anti-social media for a long time. I mean, really, honestly,
she was off the grid.
I was off the grid intentionally for probably close to 10 years.
Yeah.
I was very off the grid. It was intentional. You really, like, unless you, like, were very good friends with me, you really didn't know, like, what I was doing, where I was at, what I was up to. And that was intentional because I just, as a entire society, I feel like people are just inherent oversharers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that also plays into the assumptions, is like, just because I didn't post something on social media publicly also doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
So, like, just because I haven't publicly posted that I was dating somebody, don't assume that I haven't. Like, I've dated people. Now, to be fair, I've really focused on dating people that, quite honestly, aren't from Tallahassee.
Yeah.
That, like, don't know a bunch of people that we grew up with. Because, again, it was, like, very important to me to kind of spread my wings and, like, branch outside of Tallahassee a little bit. So that's also part of it. Like, just because I didn't post it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah. And people get very consumed with social media. And I go through phases. I have a love-hate relationship with social media. I love keeping up with people through it. And, but it's also the same flip of the coin. It's like, okay, well, if you didn't post on there, like, it didn't happen because the rest of the world doesn't know about it. And that's right. Just really not true.
No, and I think that there's beauty in boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I really learned that several years ago because I stopped posting. Because I really, there are things that I believe should be kept private and like not out in the open. And the older we've gotten, we have conversations about this all the time that like, it's okay to set boundaries.
Right.
And yeah. It's okay not to share everything with everybody all the time.
Every second of every day.
Beauty and boundaries, guys.
Yeah. My next thing that I was like kind of brainstorming about and thinking of that I have noticed, I caught myself doing it for a long time and then finally realized like, this is not helpful to anybody, is be cognizant of not mentioning every single person that you know, just in, you know, when you're like racking your brain, you're like, oh, I know a neighbor's boyfriend's second cousin, twice removed,
oh, yeah,
son would be great for you because yeah, he's single. And if you do know somebody that's single, don't be forceful or pushy with it, because most people, especially our age that have done a lot of individual growth, they know what they're looking for. They just haven't found it. So they do not need you to tell them like what they need or what they're looking for, because they already know. Now, if you know somebody that this single person, like I know Haley pretty well, I've known her for 25 years.
Honestly, you probably know me the best out of like,
if I come across somebody that also is single, that I think would be good for her, that would challenge her, that would make her laugh, inspire her, treat her right. Like, okay, I may mention it to her in passing, but that should not be every single person. Doesn't need to be set up with every single person.
Yes. I'm not even going to be able to talk about this with a straight face, because like that right there, like we talk about, you know, last week's episode, we hit on some pet peeves. This is another one. Exactly that. It's like, I'm at the age where everybody thinks that they need to set me up with the only other living single soul that they know. And it's like, oh, well, my mom's cousin, twice removed, lives in our basement and doesn't have a job, but he's single. You want me to set you up with him?
He would be great, like, for you.
No, thanks. I'm good. I would quite literally rather sit in my cute little house by myself with my cute little dog.
That's not saying that there's not somebody out there for him.
Right.
However, I just know that anyone that knows you is going to be like, okay, that's probably not the best choice.
Yeah. So, and like, again, no, I recognize and try to have,
we're being helpful.
Yes. I try to have a lot of grace for these people because I recognize that like, they're just trying to be nice and they're just trying to be helpful and nobody means anything by it. But again, perception, because let me tell you, from a single person, how that comes across is that you don't think very highly of me.
Mm.
Like if that is your only option, mm-hmm, and it is somebody that like lives in a basement that doesn't have a job, that's like never been a productive member of society, and that's who you want to set me up with, it makes me think that you think very little of me. Mm-hmm. So if that is the only option you have, I would rather you just not say anything.
Or that they don't know you at all too.
Yes.
You know, like your friends, no, actually probably anyone that's met you within the, you're pretty open about things, like about things that you like, about things that you don't like, who you are. Like there's no hiding.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, if you think that this person would truly be a great match, it's like common sense, using your brain a little bit, thinking before you speak. Like if you truly think that's a good match, like, okay, But if you're just mentioning them just because they are single, like,
correct,
you are grown and, you know, 32 years old and probably have a really good idea of what you would like in a partner.
Yeah. And it's probably not that. it's probably not a guy that lives in a basement that's never had a job.
Probably not that. My last thing that I had, this is coming from, again, like a married person, someone that's been married a long time and has, my best friend is single, is that, and this is just a little piece of advice, is include them, you know, include them on things because you don't want them to feel left out just because so many other people in this stage of life are coupled up, or however you want to phrase it. Now, sometimes they'll take you up on it and sometimes they won't, but always offer, make them feel included, invite them out, invite them over. You know, we still have the same interests. We can have the same friends. We can, and that's something that, we've tried, both me and my husband has single friends. Like, we try to make sure that everyone is always included and it doesn't feel like coupley. Yes. Because I think that can be very easy to do. And then also in turn make single people feel sometimes like isolated.
Yeah.
And left out.
No. And I think that you and Paul do a really great job of that. Like, y'all are so inclusive and like, I've never once felt weird about like being around y'all. Cause we are at a, like, look, it's just a fact of the matter. We're at a phase in our lives where like most of our friends are married and settled down and have kids, and that's great. Right. And I don't want this to come across like I don't enjoy like being around our couple friends or being around our friends that have kids. Like, it doesn't, for the most part, does not make me feel left out. It doesn't make me feel like I'm missing out. Like, mm-hmm. I love my friends' significant others and I love my friends' kids. And like, I would not trade this phase of life that we're in right now for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to like get that out there too, that like, I very much appreciate being included. And I think that that is a really great point, that like, for all of your single friends or your newly single friends, like, just extend an invitation.
Yeah.
And they will be the first ones to tell you like, hey, I think that's going to be too hard for me. Like, I need to set a boundary there. Mm-hmm. Or no, I really appreciate the invite because I don't really feel like sitting at home by myself tonight.
Right.
Because that can also be really isolating. So I think that that's something that people can think about too, is like, hey, you constantly have people around you. Like,
you have your husband,
your kid, and you've got like tons of people around you all the time. Whereas like for me, and no, don't get me wrong, like, I love living alone. I love the life that I've created for myself, but like, I don't always want to just sit home on a Friday night or a Saturday night. So like, I do appreciate the invitation because sometimes being alone can be very isolating.
Yeah. And recognizing too, again, that like that difference, me as a mom, especially too, like, life can be very like overstimulating because you're just around people all the time. Mm-hmm. You're around people that need you all the time. There's always somebody talking. There's always somebody. And so being aware of like, okay, my single friend that lives alone, like, she may want to come out or she may want to come over for dinner, or, you know,
yeah. And like, sometimes it's just as simple as like, I would rather sit on your couch than my couch.
Right.
Because sometimes I just don't want to be alone in the silence. But there's a lot of times I do.
Yeah.
Right? And that's fine. And I feel like I'm pretty good with you about being like, no, I just don't really feel like it. Yeah. Or like, yeah, it would be good for me to, you know.
The door's always open.
The door's always open. I mean, we went this past weekend, Brandy and I and her husband and a few other couple friends of ours and their kids all went to Lake Eufaula and rented a lake house for the weekend. And I was the only single one and it was great.
We had kids there.
Super fun.
On the lake. Yeah. And honestly, most of the time in that situation, it's like the girls are all together and the guys are all together anyway.
And the babies.
Yeah. I guess my last question before we dive into the exciting profiles is just a question that I had for you when I was kind of racking my brain of like this episode is just, okay, so if you are approached by someone or having a conversation with someone that's trying to figure out like if you're single, how should someone like in that conversation like broach that topic with you? Like, what do you think is the best way?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Really, I just want you to ask me what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Like, ask me how work is. Ask me how my parents are. Ask me. And I feel like, I mean, like you said a minute ago, like, I'm a pretty open person. And I feel like if you take the time to just ask me genuinely what's going on in my life, you would be able to pick up pretty quickly that I'm like not married or don't have kids. And like, I also don't mind someone asking eventually, like once you've, you know, talked to me for 5 minutes and you've asked me like how my life is and how, you know, my career's going and, you know, where I'm living. I don't mind after a while if you're like kind of getting a vibe like, oh, I don't think she's seeing anybody. I don't mind you asking. I mind it being the first thing you ask me. And I think that that is a really big distinction that I also want to make is that I'm an open book. Like, you can totally ask me, but don't let it be the first thing.
Because then by someone asking you as like right out the gate, it then is like, this is what my identity is, or this is what you think my identity is.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I will just say.
So that kind of wraps up the serious stuff?
It wraps up the serious stuff. Now, for those of you that have continually asked me over the years why I'm still single, this episode and these profiles are dedicated to you. So with that being said, let's get into it. Okay, this may sound terrible, but there's a couple of like dating apps that I will vacillate back and forth on, like Bumble and Hinge, I feel like are probably the two most common ones right now. All that to be said, I don't take them very seriously. Like, not one time have I gotten on there and been like, oh man, I'm definitely going to find my husband. Like, you know what? It works. It works for some people. I know plenty of people that have like found their significant others on the apps. I'm so happy for you. I think that's great. It's just not really my personality. Like, I would much rather somebody be like, hey, I've got this single friend that I really think that you would hit it off with. Like, let me set you up. That is like, cause I'm also like, I watch too much Dateline and I'm just think that I'm going to get murdered. So I would really, I would rather vet the person or like know somebody that knows that person. One of my best friends is in law. She practices law. So she does have some access to some background checks and like definitely utilized her for some people before.
Gotta check that stuff
out. Gotta check it out. I will say it's paid off. I've not gone on a couple of dates because of some stuff we've turned up. So I will say I'm lucky and blessed enough to have that resource at my fingertips.
Avoid a Dateline.
If you don't, be careful. Share your location. Let somebody know where you are.
Yeah.
Check in. It doesn't have to be a ton of people, but at least tell one person where you are.
Yeah.
That is my like safety PSA of the episode. All right. I'm going to read off a handful of my favorite profiles to you.
Okay.
And allow you some insight as to what myself and several others out there, at least in this small area of Tallahassee and surrounding areas, go through.
What their subject
is. So here's how this works. I have set my radius within 100 miles of Tallahassee.
Okay.
So every profile that I am going to read is either in Tallahassee or the surrounding areas. Like, we're not talking it's from like here to Michigan.
Okay.
All these right, are strictly this area and what I deal with in this area.
Okay.
Okay. So this particular prompt says, describe your perfect first date. This guy says, now he's cute, by the way, says, I get drunk and catch you a raccoon. You are impressed by my brave and heroic actions, and we marry and live the rest of our life together, happy, and full of love.
But what happens to the raccoon?
Well, I'm never going to know, but somebody might. I mean, if that's your thing, and that's what you're into.
Catch you a raccoon, and then...
You might also catch rabies.
Yeah, like, is the raccoon your pet? Is it just like, do you...
Is it a catch and release?
Stuff it? in the habitat.
Maybe there's some weird taxidermy stuff going on.
Yeah.
Do you walk it down the aisle at your wedding a dog?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Like the ring bearer?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very unclear.
I mean,
I get drunk and catch you a raccoon.
At least he's drunk. I mean, I don't feel like
I would also have to be. Now, to be fair, this is why I'm pouring it out with a margarita on this episode, because fat chance I could get through all of these profiles with y'all without a margarita in hand.
Also, too, does he know where this raccoon is located before the date?
Has he scouted
like, is it already, like, has he been scouting? Is it preset?
Does he have a trap set?
Yeah, like, I
have like, also, how do you catch the raccoon? Because if you're, like, trapping it and you bring me like, bloody that's raccoon fair. That's been caught in, like, a bear trap.
Doesn't count.
And that's a whole nother level of concern.
Yeah. We just want it caught the bear hands.
Bear hands.
That's impressive.
Okay. Starting off with a bang.
Yeah.
All right, this next one, I sent you a picture of this guy because he's 38. He is an electrical engineer. He's really cute, clean cut. Like, I totally was about to swipe right on this guy. Now, for reference, for those of you that, like, don't know about apps or you're married and, like, have never had to use them, if you swipe right, that means you like the person. And if they swipe right and you've also swiped right, you match. But if you swipe left, that means you're not interested.
Okay.
So.
Got it. Okay.
I would have swiped right on this guy. Really seemed to have it together. And then I read his bio.
Oh, man.
And it said, if I swiped right, it's after a rigorous overview of your profile pictures, resulting in me marrying and divorcing you in my mind. I just want to thank you for the wonderful imaginary memories, and there will always be a place for you in my heart. Love, your ex-husband, and signed his name.
I mean, why are you even on the app? Just as like a...
I think he might be a serial killer.
Yeah, I was about to say that. So, like, girls,
if y'all are in this area and you come across this dude's profile, run as fast as you can, because I think that dude's going to end up on a Dateline.
Yeah, I mean,
like, that to me, I saved his picture for a reason.
That to me is just like, wow, so just this app, you're just on here
to get married and divorced in your mind?
Yeah, you're just divorcing a lot of women just constantly, which is kind of exhausting. I mean,
I was exhausted, like, just reading
your bio, and then was just like, married you, which is like a whole thing, and then divorced you too, which is another whole thing, all within like 30 seconds. I mean, like, how?
Maybe it saves on the legal fees in his mind. Yeah. If you don't commit and you can divorce them before you even meet them, I mean, you just saved yourself a lot of money.
It's a lot of thought. It's a lot of thought.
Listen, one of my best friends is a divorce attorney, and I know how much she charges her clients. So maybe in his mind, he just like, saved himself the money and the hassle and the trouble.
Wow. Yeah, that was a swipe right if you... No, this is swipe left. Swipe left if you don't like him.
Swipe left if you don't like him.
Okay.
Okay, this next one I screenshotted just because it made me laugh because of, like, anything you could put. Okay, so this guy's a bodybuilder. He's in very good shape. He's cute. Bodybuilding is not my thing, but he's in great shape. Like, props to you. You take very good care of yourself. So the prompt is, let's make sure we're on the same page about. Now, this is where... I mean, really,
you are can, all like, these prompts different?
They're all like, you can, okay, again, you background, pick. You can pick.
Okay.
So there's like a list of like several prompts and you can go through, and I think you get like up to three, I think, and you can pick them and then answer them. And so they technically consider them icebreakers. So like that's something you could start, if you didn't know how to start a conversation. Like,
These are like customized.
These are customized.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
So let's make sure we're on the same page about. And this is where you could put starting a family, kids, religion, politics, marriage. Like something of substance.
Yeah.
This guy puts, let's make sure we're on the same page about which cornbread is the right cornbread.
Wait, is there wrong cornbread?
Apparently.
Like, I kind of want to know.
This has a lot of feelings. I'm from the South. I love cornbread. Was raised on it. Have it with most meals. But, like, out of anything you could have put there, cornbread's what you pick.
I mean, it's definitely an icebreaker because now I'm sitting here thinking, like, what type of cornbread is the wrong cornbread? Like, am I making it wrong? I just don't know.
That there was a wrong one.
I mean, you can make it. Now, I will say, okay, like one time I made cornbread in the little muffin tins.
Yeah.
And put honey down in the bottom.
No, well, they stuck to the pan.
No, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Was it honey or was it sugar? I don't remember. But they were like, it was very good cornbread. But I also like make cornbread in like a cast iron, you know, like the old fashioned way. So I'm like,
I wish you had swiped right.
So that we could know, like, what's the wrong kind of cornbread. Because that just...
Yeah, but then it just sets me up for, like, I didn't really want to talk to you. I just wanted to know what you had to say.
I just had a question.
I mean, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. And the bodybuilder image just doesn't really fit the cornbread question, you know?
It really doesn't. I didn't even think about it like that. But, yeah. Now that you mention it, yeah. It's kind of an oxymoron.
Do you eat cornbread? Is the wrong cornbread no cornbread?
Maybe it's a trick question. Like, maybe the right cornbread is I don't eat bread, period, because
only
I'm also
meat
a bodybuilder.
And veggies.
Okay, well, this next one, we're just going to keep on with the meat trend then because, okay. I think I cried laughing when I read this. Like,
oh, man, okay.
So this is this guy's bio, which again, like, I know that bios are hard to write, but you literally could just put like
something normal.
Where you're from, what you like to do, like what your hobbies are, and like leave it at that. Like you love your dog, leave it at that. Like it doesn't have to be a novel.
Yeah.
This guy puts, I like to take girls out for a massive plate of barbecue ribs on the first date. I judge them according to how many and how aggressively they consume them. Whoever defeats me in this porcine endeavor shall become my warrior bride.
Wow. That's like something like from the like Dark Ages, you know, like caveman.
I mean, it's a little Game of Thrones-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like sit down and eat. I kind of want like hear
like,
his voice.
So who do you think is gonna swipe right on that?
Yeah, who's gonna be like, wow, I've been waiting for
like,
someone.
Oh man, I've been really wanting to take for somebody to take me out for a plate of ribs.
You know, we said like, earlier, there's someone out there for everybody. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he'll catch somebody on a really hungry day.
There's a girl sitting out there being like, wow, I'm just sitting here waiting for my man to ask me to eat a
He rib. Should get sponsored by a barbecue. Like, Sonny's, hit him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's some great marketing for them. I don't know. It's just not great marketing for me.
And then it's like, immediately after that, we'll marry you. Like, no questions asked, you know?
Yeah, you
like,
can get married at Sonny's.
I wonder if they
can
get
ribs
for free.
Can be appetizers for everybody. It'd be like a rib eating contest for the reception.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's, that is intense. Like, how did he come up with that?
People got too much time on their hands.
Or watched too much Game of Thrones. What?
Or that. Listen, huge game fan, still not over the way it ended, and it's been a really long time. That's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day. But
yeah, I didn't watch the show. I read the books, so we could do like a, you know, comparison or something. Well, wow. Yeah,
a compare and contrast.
That is, that's an intense meat love.
It's intense.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think you're ready for that one.
I don't think you're ready for this next one.
Okay.
This guy's bio is pretty long. He wrote like several like mini paragraphs, but I'm just going to give you the highlight.
Okay.
Vaginitarian, period. No wieners. No wieners, please. PLZ, period.
That's his bio?
Uh-huh. Look, I can't make this up.
Wait, get the one to rest of it.
I mean, it's long. Like, it's like...
Huh. That's inventive. I'll give him that. I've never heard that word. And
it's because it's not a word.
Yeah, that, you know, there's just not a whole lot of words after vegetarian that you can put out there. I mean,
I have no words. No words.
I mean, you qualify. You know?
I am female.
Oh man.
Okay. This next one just made me laugh. His bio. Idealistically looking for someone who wants to commit crimes. Stay classy.
Ideally looking for someone that wants to commit crimes. Stay classy. That's kind of like a conflict of interest there. Like, a little, how maybe, do you stay classy and commit crime?
Is there a classy crime?
Money laundering.
You're going to go to a nicer prison?
Theft at Louis Vuitton.
But then you can't take it into prison.
I don't think he cares. He just wants to commit crime and stay classy.
Yeah, like you would have a classy trial.
Yeah, you could just have your people. Oh, man.
I wish so badly I could tell you that I was making this up. Or that it was like, all of these profiles are like all over the country. That is why I had to preface that all of these are either in Tallahassee or the surrounding areas.
I have this picture in my mind of this guy with like a burglar mask on, fully dressed in like Gucci.
Gucci loafers.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of prints Gucci loafers would make if you like had to dust for shoe
like
prints.
Walking around looking for like the, you know, the Bonnie to his Clyde, you know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he is Bonnie and Clyde obsessed.
Yeah.
And just wants his true love to commit crimes with.
Oh gosh. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Okay, shockingly enough, I will also say what I'm about to tell you is oddly typical. The other thing that is like shocking to me, and it's not my thing. It's a thing for a lot of people, which like if that's your thing, more power to you. But yeah. Throuples. There are so many couples that get on these apps like looking for a third person.
Oh, interesting. And you can do that on that app. They're just like, yes. They're just two.
It's just like, oh, like I'm a husband and a wife and like we made a profile and like we want another female. So you would just make it like you were a single person that you're just like looking.
A separate app.
I'm sure it is. They just are using it. Yeah. It is that is very common also.
Okay. Well, nerve-wracking.
Okay. So this one says his bio. Avid outdoorsman. I'm not a single dad. I'm a single man. My daughters aren't looking for a mommy, but I am. There's a lot of guys on here with some like real serious mommy issues. Yeah. And it really shows through. Like if that's your bio, like.
And you use the word mommy.
I want you to be my mommy. Like, wow. I'm good.
That's a run for the hills one. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Okay. This next one, I had to reread a couple of times because I just was like, he did not put that. All right. This guy. Again, his bio. Not a prompt. It's literally like, tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
He says, just looking to chat for a bit right now. Eventually, I'd like to cover your shower walls in red hair. Think of the fabulous pictures you could make with them.
Does he have red hair?
Yeah.
Is it long?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't remember it being super long.
Who thinks of that?
I want to cover your shower walls in red hair. Ew. Think of the fabulous pictures you could make with them. Like, also, like,
that
you, first of all,
presuming that someone would want to do that is just disgusting. But then also you want to presume that I what, like, have no life and can take that long in the shower to make like wall art out of hair. Like,
yeah, like, did you just think of that when you were in the shower?
Had to have been. And honestly, one of the prompts is, what was your last shower thought? That would have been more appropriate. But, like, that's what you want to put as your bio?
Maybe he mixed up the that is, again, maybe some psychological issues there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who thinks of that.
Yeah. Okay. I have a few more.
Okay.
This one made me laugh because this guy needs some new friends. His bio. Looking for marriage. Please be some country goth, B-I-T-C-H. I will love you forever. My friend thought I should say that for some reason.
Oh, guy needs new friends.
Guy needs new friends.
This was in his bio?
That's literally his entire bio.
I mean,
please be some goth country blank.
Like, I know you said, like, you know, don't put a lot of thought into it. Just, like, you know, put, but that guy really didn't put any thought into it.
And his friends used this, his friends used this poor guy and was like, yeah, I wonder if we can make him put that.
And then he did.
But he,
like, okay, do you think he gets any swipes, good swipes, or swipe right?
Probably not.
I mean, I just can't imagine there's a girl out there that's like, yeah.
I can't imagine taking that kind of advice from my friends.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, he needs new friends. That's not going to get you anywhere.
That's not going to get you very far. All right. I saved my favorite one for last.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Now, this guy, he put a couple of paragraphs. And at first, it was like, oh, he's just lonely. Like, he's newly divorced. He's got some kids. Like, oh, he's putting himself out there. Like, good for him.
Yeah.
Because I will say, it takes a lot to put yourself out there like this. Like, no matter what your profile says, just, like, taking the courage to do it is just, like, that's a big step in general.
Yeah.
So, really, honestly, I hadn't even paid attention to this guy's pictures too closely. So, I read his bio, and, like, I read the first paragraph, and I'm like, oh, like, I'm not going to swipe on him, but, like, good for that guy.
Yeah.
Then I reread it. It says, super nerdy father of three and roommate to an amazing four-legged best friend. Hobbies include board games, painting miniatures, fountain pens, art, and many more. My kids have a mom, and I'm not looking to replace them, but my possum does need a mom. And then I re-looked at his pictures, and there is a picture of a guy with a real-life possum wrapped around his neck, alive and well. Like, not a stuffed one, not a taxidermy, real-life possum.
See, I was going to say, like, is possum code for something? Like,
honestly, I almost wish it was. Possum is not code for anything.
I mean, what is with these people and just...
I'm telling you, I almost feel like I should set the raccoon guy and the possum guy up.
Yeah, and be like...
Like, maybe they would be friends.
Yeah, they very well could be. Maybe the possum guy could educate the raccoon guy on, like, this is how you keep a pet like that. Because, like, he's got a pet possum wrapped around his neck.
Like, sitting on his shoulder like it was, like, a bird or something. Okay, it was like midnight a couple of weekends ago when I found this profile. And I'm telling you, I sat in my bed and I was like sobbing, crying. Like, I was laughing so hard because I was like, you can't make it up.
At first, I was like, oh, this guy,
like, he's sweet.
And then you go back up and you're like, wow, there's a possum sitting in
there. So I send this to one of my friends. And she responds and goes, is it even legal to have a pet possum? And she goes, hold, please. And she Googles it. And she was like, okay. She goes, so it's legal, but you have to have a permit.
Does this guy have a permit?
Dude, I don't know.
How do you get a possum permit? Like, how does one go about acquiring a possum permit?
Okay, so that's what I said. I was like,
do we, I, she said, you ha, he has to have a permit. I said, but does he? Because who's going around? I got a lot of questions for somebody that's going around door to door asking people if their possum is permitted.
Who has that job?
Who has that job? If you do, please let us know.
I know anything about possum permits.
Okay, but also fun fact that we also learned after our deep dive into this profile is that based on popular belief, possums have rabies. They, in fact, do not carry rabies.
So you're safe there.
I'm safe on the rabies front.
Everything else questionable.
Still don't think I want to be one's mom.
Yeah.
But it was an offer.
It was an offer. And somebody out there may be going, I've always wanted to be a possum mom.
Yeah, like maybe you don't want a kid of your own, but you want a possum. Like,
wow. And they don't have rabies. So
they don't have rabies. Make sure you get it a permit, I guess.
I hope this guy finds love, you know?
I know.
I just don't think it'll be you.
Yeah, I don't think it will be me, but good luck to you.
Maybe you could help him with his possum permit.
I am pretty resourceful online. Yeah, I know a lot. Yeah. I mean, I know how to pull permits for houses.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got some contacts. Well,
wow, that was
that, friends, concludes
lightning.
Concludes my favorite profiles on the apps. So for those of you that are wondering why I am still single, there's some reasons for you.
And if you have any other good stories, like good app dating app stories.
Yeah. Let us know.
Like this. We would like
so I do here. Have, so this one isn't a profile, but I do want to like put this out there and see what your feedback is on this. So I don't know this person personally, but I know somebody that knows them. And this guy, I know for a fact, has a dating profile because I came across it. Very nice guy. Very cute. Seems very put together. Like, if I didn't know better, I would have swiped right on him. Probably would have gone out on some dates with him. But I know for a fact that this guy is in his mid-30s. Still lives at home with his parents and doesn't really have a job. So I came across his profile and I was like, and it doesn't, obviously, doesn't mention any of that.
Right.
And I just started thinking, I was like, you know, I think I would feel blindsided because he seems super put together, really nice. Like, it's even based on his pictures, like he's like adventurous, likes to travel, like he's a good time. Yeah. So, in theory, would make a really good match for somebody.
Right.
And so I just started thinking. I was like, and I honestly, I would love to do a poll on this. So leave us your comments. Let us know what you think. If that was your situation and you went out with this guy, thought you had found like a great catch, and then after a few dates found out that he still lived at home with his parents and like didn't really like do much for work. Yeah, would I mean, you think say, that you got bamboozled?
I will say, like, as crazy as some of those things were, at least you know what you're getting. You know, like, if you swipe right, like, you know that, like, they have a pet possum or are going to try and catch you a raccoon or want you to eat a rack of ribs or something. Like, you know
want you to make some shower
like, art. Yeah, like, they're not hiding anything. They're just being.
Yeah, at least they're putting it all out
there. Their authentic selves. And so I think I'd rather prefer that than, like, yeah. You know,
I mean, on the flip side, if you put that, like, you're probably not going to get dates. So, like, I understand to an extent not putting it.
Yeah.
Because maybe there is somebody that's, like, totally fine with that and he's just taking his chances, which good for you.
So put some things out there, but not some.
Yeah, I would love to know people's thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Well, this was a fun one. Again, we wanted to make it lighthearted and, like, funny. You know, with also some serious components and just give some people some things to think about.
Yeah.
But we appreciate the support.
Yeah, this was very fun and hope you guys all have a great week and thanks for pouring it out with us.